gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from St. Francis Clinic out of Tarpon Springs, Florida is...
Dr. Adriana.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. The number is 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here in the studio by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi, and brought to you by VitaCraft. There is definitely no better way to bond with your cats, and I know that because I've got three rescues, than with a treat. And the best treat out there is Lick and Lap, I guarantee it. And you can get your cats to do anything. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrain snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, in pet stores, or you can order it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats. They give your dog a healthier life. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. You can actually listen to us and watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or you can go on to Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, or on our website, talkinpets.com, and click on Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to lose my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to lose my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. I love my dog. He's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to. He's my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to lose my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with myself, John.
Dr. Adriana.
Lexi Adams.
So pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. So pick the phone up, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. But I do want to welcome on... a couple of new friends to the program, KWRO Coos Bay, Oregon, also KCBQ San Diego, California, and KBAR in Rupert, Idaho. So welcome onto the program. Give us a call. We're open to your medical and your behavior questions. 818-818-6401. So I got to ask Lexi here in the studio and Dr. Adriana, when you guys pulled up to my house, Did you think anything had happened?
Absolutely not. Nothing.
There was some water and stuff in the gutter, I noticed. I looked around and you could see that there was some slight debris on the roads and in people's yards, but not like terrible.
So if most people in America that are listening right now were watching the news, you would know in Tampa Bay and Tallahassee, this whole West Coast basically, we got hit with the hurricane. So I live in flood zone A, and my house is not on the water or anything like that, but I'm a mile down the road from the bay. And we have canals here where I live everywhere. So I'll tell you a little bit of story first before we get on to your calls and questions. But I just wanted to... It was probably one of the most horrific and scary nights of my life. And God knows, medically, I've gone through hell and back in my personal life, and I've dealt with a lot in my life. But to know what the possibilities were before it happened was scary enough. My neighbors on one side of me fled. I stayed, and my neighbor across next to me on the other side stayed, and my neighbor across the streets, both of them stayed. But it was... You know, if he's listening or not, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Andy Johnson, because he's a weather guy. He used to be with Fox News, and he predicted what would happen to my house literally to the T. So great job, Andy. But it was about 10 p.m. when I walked out to the front of my house, and I started to knock on my neighbor, the one that stayed, on his front door. And I saw water coming down the street, but it was only on both sides of the street, not in the middle or anything like that. But I'd never seen it moving like a stream. From the time I knocked on his front door, 5 minutes later, that water was already, sorry about that, that water was already in the driveway of his, tip of the driveway, and going into mine. And from that point, in a matter of probably 10-15 minutes, it was already rising more into our driveways. Within a matter of a half hour, it was onto the sidewalks. Within a matter of another 15 minutes, it was approaching my car. My neighbors that fled kept calling me to go over and check on their house. And I was going over there from time to time, make sure everything was okay. And they kept calling me to check in, but it was so stressful. And then that's when all hell broke loose, when I don't know where this water came from, but it came down from every street around me, to the point that I had to move my, and thank God I had an SUV, it was higher than a regular car. I had to move it up on my front lawn next to my front door. And at that point, overall, the water started rising above my knees, and I'm 6'2". And so I was not walking it, I was standing in my yard, in my driveway. My neighbor's shorter than I am, it was already approaching his waist. And then at this point, I was hearing screams in the neighborhood. Things were exploding. I can only imagine from the poles, the transmitters or whatever they're called.
Transformers.
Transformers, thank you. They were exploding, but then I was hearing, it was like a war. I was hearing like all of these loud bangs and everything everywhere. And then everybody's car's alarms started going off. And that's all you heard all night. Was cars, because I guess they were underwater. I know one of my friends, they have a Tesla. Because it got into the battery, the Tesla blew up. So they didn't even have a car left. But the water, to the point where it started to flow into my house, was already, if I stood on the side of the street, it was up to my waist. So I ended up getting about 6 inches in my front room. But it never got into the main part of my house. So for the last day, 24 hours, I've been cleaning my front yard. I've been scrubbing floors and walls, dehumidifier in my house, trying to get everything to look normal. And if you came to my house today, you would think it was normal. But if you go on to Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and you look at the videos that I posted on there, it was scary, especially when you've seen people walking down the middle of the water because their homes are like totally flooded and their apartments carrying babies and cats and dogs over their heads. And then police coming down in motorboats and big trucks and those airboats and everything trying to rescue people. This is something I never thought I would see in my life personally, but this is something that I have now experienced. My heart goes out to everybody in the state of Florida and beyond, Georgia and everybody else that got hit with this thing, because this is what climate change is doing. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of carbon-60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning carbon-60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Thank you.
the crucial role of service animals for disabled veterans and celebrating the positive influence of pets in the U.S. is at the core of the recent Pet Night on Capitol Hill. The annual event hosted by the Human-Animal Bond Research Institute, HABRI, the Pet Food Institute, PFI, and the Pet Advocacy Network brought together members of Congress, congressional staff, and leaders in the pet care community to share programs and policies that protect human-animal well-being. During the ceremony, veterans and their service dogs were honored for their service to the country. A replica of the resin casting of Sully, President George H.W. Bush service dog, created by Susan Bahari, was showcased by the National Service Dog Memorial. The sculpture will be part of the permanent collection at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, Texas. The Animal Health Institute, AHI, honored the winners of the Cutest Pets of Capitol Hill contest, now in the 16th year, recognizing the most adorable animals belonging to members of Congress and their staff. HABRI, Human-Animal Bond Leadership Award, was conferred upon Representative Claudia Tenney and Representative Deborah Ross of their sponsorship of the People and Animal Well-Being PAW Act, a newly introduced bill that would allow people to use up to $1,000 of their health savings account, HSA, or flexible spending account, FSA, for veterinary care at a pet in, or care at a, or a pet insurance policy for their pets. The bill would impose no limits on veterinary care for service animals, providing even more support for people with disabilities, including our nation's veterans. Pet Night is part of Pet Week on Capitol Hill, a week-long series of virtual programming and in-person visits on pet care and animal and human health. For more information, visit www.petnight.com. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join on our Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Adriana.
Service dogs, guide, comfort, and defend. Service dogs, most noble of man's best friend. Some provide comfort to the old and ill. Some help the handicapped get over the hill. Some give the seeing eye to the blind. Some warn the deaf of dangers from behind. Service dogs, guide.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. 818-818-6401. We are live and want to talk to you. 818-818-6401. You know, it's like, I'm always like, when I see events like happen to me the other night, happening to people on the news and everything like that, I'm always like, why are you walking in that water? And I did my best not to, but like I said, I had to go turn off electricity in my neighbor's house and everything. So I'm waiting, you know, not quite up to my waist, but a little bit below. And I got into their house. I turned off all their electricity and everything like that, locked everything up. And then I came back over and waded through to get into my yard. And there was like a big tree in my yard once. And it had fallen a couple years ago. And so there's a hump there in my yard. That was the only part that wasn't yet totally covered. And it was the weirdest thing because even when I was in the water, I would feel things climbing on me. And I was like, what is that? And every time I looked to see what was on me, it was cockroaches just trying to survive. So they were latching on to me. So it was like they were trying to survive as well. But then at my back door, where all the water gushed into my front room, there were, you know, I thought they were big, big tadpoles, but I think they were little catfish.
Yeah.
And they were swimming on my patios. And I was like, this was insane. And, you know, I sat here talking to my mom and dad and my sister who have passed. And I was like, you know, please let this go away. And basically, we all got pretty lucky, my neighbors and I. I mean, I got 6 inches of water in my front living room, but, you know, it could have been a lot worse. It could have got into the main part of the house where is all hardwood floors and everything. Yeah. And I was petrified. I really was. And people, like I said, people were screaming, people were crying. And the weirdest thing was the high tide went down. And then I sat here in my studio here in my office looking at the water approaching the main part of the house. And it was probably about a half an inch from coming in. And I looked at it and I was like, please just go away. Don't come in. And I was monitoring it by a lounge chair on my pool patio that I had turned sideways. And at that point in time, probably around 3:30-ish, I saw instead of coming up, it started to drop a little bit. And I thought, this is it. It's going to recede. And then I finally went into my room with my cats on my bed and laid there and fell asleep. And my neighbor was calling me at 6 a.m. He's like, you need to come up, get up and look outside. And I first walked into my living room and there was no more water in my room. I was like, how is that possible? Because I thought I was going to be sucking that water out of there all day. And I don't know where it went. It must have soaked through the floors. I have tile in there. I have no idea. But all of a sudden I walked out and I looked. There was no water anywhere. And the water was like literally like 3-4 feet deep on my road and my driveway and everything. And nothing. Like 6 a.m. It was nothing. And I was like, and then by the time, like when you guys showed up today, I spent, you know, all day yesterday in my yard picking up things and cleaning and doing everything else. And then all last night I was scrubbing floors and everything else in that room. And just amazing. If you look now, you wouldn't even really think in my neighborhood that it was as bad.
Yeah, it looks like nothing happened.
Yeah. And I mean, my road, they had speedboats going down and big trucks and they had, you know, airboats and everything rescuing people. And my heart was breaking for these people in the apartments at the end because I was the people that were coming down. I was like, are you okay? Were you in homes? And they were in apartments up there that literally were underwater. First floors, second floor were okay. First floor is totally underwater.
Wow.
And it was, and I, you know, it's like things you see on the news, but you never think is going to happen to you. So my word to everybody listening, don't ever think it's not going to happen to you. Because in this day and age, like I said, with climate change or whatever you want to believe, it's happening. So, you know, just be careful. And I was prepared for my pets. You can see I still have my crates and everything all piled up in my front room to just go. And, you know, sometimes it's best to think the worst because then you're prepared rather than to think it's not going to be you. Anyway, the lines are open and we're on the air and we want to talk to you. So, and Dr. Adriana is in the house. 818-818. 6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
When they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm, it's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
In the age of politics, of man versus man, enters an important issue of man versus the environment. Look around at the tree there yesterday, but now what remains is a leaf blowing across a crowded parking lot. Some say environment is not an issue, that the welfare of mankind, jobs, money, and material wealth exceed all that serves true purpose. Well, the future of today's children, your children, and grandchildren relies on how we perceive our present goals. Life, as long as there is life, is but a cycle, and every organism, plant, animal, and human being needs a certain piece of this complex structure to survive. If we take away a small part of our ecosystem, we diminish the life of its structure. As years go on, our wilderness is decreasing. Through man's greed and mismanagement, we are destroying our future. To many, a bird is just something that flies with feathers. But for example, the spotted owl may be just that, learned only through the pages of history books. If we continue to destroy a small bird because of a short-term economic gain, we may as well consider no future for our own offspring. Our plants, our animals, our air, each serve a particular purpose. But through our ignorance, eroded soils, endangered species of all animal life, poisoned water, and foul air will be our gift to the child you have nurtured and loved for so many years. A forest may take days to timber, but think how many years it took to be created into a home for the wild and their offspring. If man can fly to the moon, surely we can discover new ways to continue a life balanced with the environment. If we can create a job by cutting a tree down, we can also create one by planting a tree as well. Make the future worth living for our children. Let them have some of the benefits you have now. Let them know, see, and understand what wild, in its natural environment, truly means.
A husband and wife in California who thought their cat was gone for good got the shock of a lifetime last month when he showed up more than 900 miles away from where he was lost. Benny and Susan Anguo and their two cats arrived at Yellowstone National Park on June 4th. Although the couple had always traveled with their pets, something spooked their Siamese cat, Rainbow, and he ran into the forest. The couple looked for him for 4 days, and said the Associated Press, and tried to tempt him to return with his favorite toys and treats. Rainbow was nowhere to be found. Eventually, on June 8th, the Anglos began their return trip to their home in Salinas, California, south of San Francisco. Susan told the AP she was crushed, but remained hopeful that against all odds, her cat would be found safe. We were entering the Nevada desert, and all of a sudden, I see a double rainbow and took a picture of it, and I thought, that's a sign. That's a sign for our rainbow that he's going to be okay, she said. In August, the Anglos received word that Rainbow had been found, skinny and with paws that were roughed up, but otherwise okay. Rainbow was spotted in Roseville, California, almost 900 miles from where he ran off in the Yellowstone and about 200 miles away from Salinas, and said the Associated Press. A woman noticed the Siamese on the streets and provided him with food and water before she successfully trapped him on August 3rd. Then she brought him to the local society for prevention of cruelty to animals, where his microchip was scanned. Rainbow lost 6 pounds during his 2-month journey back to California, said the Associated Press. The Anglos believe Rainbow somehow was able to make the journey back to the California by himself. I believe truly that he made the trek mostly on his own. His paws were really beat up, lost 40% of his body weight, had really low protein levels because of inadequate nutrition, so he was not cared for, Susan Anglo told the Associated Press. Visit TalkingPets.com for more and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly.
You know, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I'm really into, like, older music more than ever. But more than that, I'm really into, like, older movies, like from the 30s and 40s. I've been watching a lot of those lately. So, I know you're not as old as me, Doctor.
I wasn't going to say anything.
So I want to ask you, what about, like, is it like innate GPS or radar in cats that, like, literally we've heard stories on the show all these years where people would move like a couple of miles away and they would lose their cat and the cat would get out or something, and then they would find the cat at the old house. It would go back to its original territory. But this cat, like Lexi was talking about, Rainbow.
Yeah.
He traveled miles and miles.
Right.
Yes.
I mean...
Well...
Rainbow spelled R-A-Y-N-E space B-E-A-U, just so that everybody knows.
Had to be different.
It had to be different, yeah. It's two words, too.
Well, I don't think I've read any specifics or any kind of, like, studies about this, you know, this particular issue, but I think it's quite interesting. I'm sure they have some sort of... I mean, we have heard stories, multiple stories. Even there was a movie about... was it...
Homeward Bound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was a dog and a cat, right?
Two dogs and a cat.
Yeah, so it's a real thing. Animal instinct is amazing. So, I mean, there's so much that we still don't know about these guys. So.
But do you think a cat stands a better chance?
I would say so. Or survival, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, cats are pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do quite well, I guess. Unless it's like drowning water. I don't think they're the best swimmers. Although...
Cats are good swimmers. They just don't like to swim.
My two cats, remember?
Yeah.
Fell in my pool. During the show.
Think about like lions and stuff.
Yeah, they do manage.
And tigers, they swim.
They definitely manage. But, you know, again, we're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. The number's 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what bird makes this chirp, then you're a winner. And you can pick for your cats. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. from Vitacraft for your cats. You can go with, we have the Daily Multi. Also, it's a three-pack with Daily Probiotic and Hip and Joint Plus from Good Pets Foods. We'll send you those. We have dog books, cat books. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in four different colors. I still have the turtle pendant. I'm surprised somebody didn't snatch that up. It's a piece of jewelry. And then we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. If you can answer what bird common to America makes this sound. What bird makes that chirp common to America? 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. You might be right. Like I said, common to America. What bird makes that sound? I used to see them up in the Northeast constantly. And I've seen them here mm-hmm. in the South, you know, in the Southeast. But not as prominent as I used to up like in the Northeast and all. But they're still down here. I guess during migration, too, you see a lot of them. Mm-hmm. One day, I went out to my front yard here in Tampa Bay, and they were covered. They were everywhere. I was like, you could hardly see any grass. I was like, is this an invasion? But
they were passing by.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah. They were migrating or something, uh-huh. and they all decided to land in my yard. But they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Very well known. And they can migrate actually up to 3,000 miles.
Hmm.
More than that cat did, Rainbow. So they can migrate up to 3,000 miles. And they love worms.
I think most birds do.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. What bird makes that sound? Take a stab at it. You could be right, and you could win one of the prizes. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Take a shot at it. Again, we're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. So, you know, like, you know, when we get, like, swimmer's ears as humans and all, if dogs or cats are in drowning water or high waters and stuff and they get a lot of water into their ears, would that just dry or could that affect them and cause problems?
No, not at all. Actually, there is some swimmer's ear solutions for animals as well. You can purchase at the pet store. I actually recommend it for those dogs that keep getting like ear infections, or there are actually doggies that like to swim in the pool a lot. It's one of my recommendations.
So you can use like different types of.
Mm-hmm.
When I know as a kid, I was always told, being older, never use a Q-tip and stick it all the way in your ear because you can do ear damage. It's the same thing with a dog or a cat, right?
It is hard to do, but there's a potential. If, let's say, the dog or cat shake their head, that you can accidentally damage the eardrum. I mean, they're deep, but you could still cause some damage or hurt the ear. So it's best just to, like, straight up, like, flush and then just shake, you know, massage the ear and let them shake their head. You can also soak, like, a cotton ball or a little piece of gauze with the solution that we intend to use to clean their ears. And then put it inside the ear canal and then just massage the same thing. Let it drip inside the ear. Then let them shake their head. And they, you know, like you can just go back and wipe it with a dry cloth or cotton ball.
You're not supposed to use a Q-tip. That literally says on the package not to put it in your ear.
Well, what are they for then?
They're for like your eyes, like to use it around your eyes or cleaning other things. It shows on the package that, but it literally says do not stick in your ear. You're not supposed to.
That's what they're sold for.
No, they're not.
Well, I've always heard where you can put it around the ring of your ear on the outer surface.
Go get your Q-tip box, John, and look. It literally says don't stick in your ear. Everybody does it. I do it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it literally says do not stick it in your ear. So I'm not recommending it to the general public.
At the vet office, we use long ones, but we, of course, we're using instruments too, so we know where we're going, right? So don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't try this at home.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call. What bird makes this sound? They can migrate up to 3,000 miles, and they're very common in America. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria can continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
A person has died in New York State from Eastern equine encephalitis, prompting Governor Kathy Hochul to declare the rare mosquito-borne illness an imminent threat to public health. The death was reported Monday in Ulster County. It is apparently the second death from the disease in the United States this year after a New Hampshire resident infected with the Eastern equine encephalitis virus died last month. 10 human cases of the disease, also known as EEE, had been reported nationwide as of September 17th, before the New York case was confirmed, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Ulster County death was the first from the disease in New York since 2015. No details about the person who became infected and died have been released. Hochul said the public health declaration will free up state resources to help local health departments combat EEE. Following the first confirmed human case of EEE, my administration took statewide action to help protect communities. And with today's declaration, we're making more state resources available to local departments to support their public health response, the governor said in a news release. The CDC says only a few cases of EEE are reported in the U.S. each year, mostly in the eastern and Gulf Coast states. There were just 7 cases nationally last year, but more than 30 in 2019, a historically bad year. There are no vaccines or treatments for EEE, and about 30% of people who become infected die. Symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, diarrhea, and seizures. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. We have an animal sound out there. Looking to see if somebody wants to guess. That is what it sounds like. We're going to go out to Leba in Greenwich, Connecticut. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm great. And how are you?
Better.
I miss you.
Miss
you
too.
I haven't heard from you in so long.
I almost drowned the other day.
Oh no.
Yeah, from the hurricane. So.
Oh wow.
Yep, we had pretty much like a 6 to 8 foot surge of water come down my street. So.
Oh no.
It was crazy. I only got water about 6 inches in my front room only, thankfully, and none anywhere else. But.
Oh, you know I always love you.
Thank you, darling.
I love you, darling.
Love you, too.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a wild guess, and it's the only one I could think about is a red-breast robin.
You are 100% correct.
Oh, my goodness. I surprised myself.
So are you going to pick something, or...
I think I would love to pay it forward to somebody.
Okay.
No, that's so nice.
So we're going to pay it forward on behalf of Leba in Greenwich, Connecticut. And so anybody that wants to call into 818-818-6401 and speak with Sydney, and say that you want to be the Pay It Forward from Leva,
yeah,
then you can pick out something.
I just love the way you say my name. You know, it's so beautiful.
Well, thank you, Leva.
Nobody could pronounce my name better than you do.
Well, aww, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're making him red.
Yeah, I am. I'm blushing.
Blushing.
Well, thank you, darling, and thanks for paying it forward. I know you do that once in a while, so if somebody wants to call and you're one of the, I'll let Sydney pick whatever phone call, but just call in and you can pick out a gift on behalf of Leva. And we do have calendars, and by the way, Dr. Adriana went with the sloth calendar, so that's the one we're also going to send out to somebody if they want to go with a 2025 calendar.
Super cute.
So, yeah, it's adorable. If you love sloths, and who doesn't? 818-818-6401. Leva, thank you much. Stay well and talk with you soon. That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. This is Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Call that number and say you want the Pay It Forward and pick out. You can go with the cat treats by Vitacraft. You can go with the dog treats supplements from Good Pets Foods. We have the collapsible water bowl, a CD on reptiles. We also have the turtle pendant. And we have dog books and cat books to send out to you as well. Or you can also go with the sloth calendar for 2025 from pageaday.com.
So speaking of mosquitoes, I was doing some research the other day because I don't know if you've seen that baby hippo that's gone viral from Thailand, Mudang. So cute. It's so aggressive, though. It's such a little aggressive thing. But I was sending pictures of it to my friend Beckett, and she's like, oh, hippos are so aggressive. I'm like, I think they're like one of the most aggressive animals in the world.
They're the biggest killer in Africa of humans.
They are number four on the list of killers, and the number one of killer is mosquitoes, killing about, which I don't really think of that as an animal so much as an insect, but that's what it said, is that mosquitoes are the number one killer animal in the world.
That's
killing about like 700,000 people a year or something die from a mosquito, where only 500 die from a hippo.
It's frightening because of the fact that, especially now with all the flooding and stuff going on, mm-hmm. where there's water just sitting there, it's like the perfect way for them to breed, and just mm-hmm. more and more mosquitoes.
And it's not the mosquito itself, it's what they transmit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, call Sydney, 818-818-6401. You can pick something out. You don't have to come on air, obviously. Just tell her what you want, and we'll ship it out to you. So, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population, and thanks to everybody for the well wishes for me, and our hearts go out to everybody in the state of Florida. This is Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.